She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my...
It's Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, and we have the guys from Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze with us today. Kenny and Ken, welcome back to the studios.
Hey, thanks for having us, PJ. We're always glad to be here talking car care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you guys get a lot of questions. So 437-1620, it's time to get your car care questions answered by the experts. So we're heading into the holidays. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, and I know people are going to be traveling. I myself am going to Wisconsin. So what do people need to know?
Well, as the Christmas holiday is less than 2 weeks away, things are getting busier. Our schedules are getting more compact. And, you know, of course, what's getting us from point A to point B? Our car. And, yeah, absolutely. The holiday season is certainly not a time to forget about your automobile and how important of a role it plays in your holiday life. So forgetting that, not ignoring certain things like that engine light, being sure to check those tire pressures as this cold weather comes upon us is always something easy everybody can check usually as far as that goes. And those just have to do with safety. Of course, making sure our headlights and our taillights are all working as we're driving more in darker hours as the sun goes down sooner. So things like that are quick walkarounds and inspections that you can do to you know, help your progress as this holiday season moves forward. Safely.
Yes, that's true. And don't forget, if you're heading up north, to make sure you check that antifreeze, because that'll be very important. It will definitely be below freezing up there.
One of the things we did notice is we need an oil change, so we're going to get that taken care of before we hit the road too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good idea.
Remember, it's better to do it before you hit that mileage mark. So say if you're nearing that 5,000 miles on the oil change, let's not forget, if you're making a 1500 mile trip to Wisconsin and back, if you're only 400 away from that oil change, now would be the time to do it, not once you get back and you're over on that oil change. So again, another important thing, these engines do eat a little bit of oil as time goes on, and especially during highway drives, so making sure that's changed and ready to go for these long trips is very important.
Okay.
And also, not to mention, don't neglect the windshield wiper or windshield washer reservoir as well. In the habits of us Floridians being in warmer weather, we don't necessarily think about that being pure water in there if we're, you know, by rights, just dumping that pure water rather than windshield wiper fluid, which has a glycol or an anti-freezing agent in there that helps it, of course, keep from freezing. Of course, that tank's plastic, so if it's filled with water and that solution isn't diluted enough, once it starts to freeze, that plastic tank cracks, and when the springtime comes and you go to fill it up and it's pouring out below the car, you realize now, oops, I should have gotten the proper mixture.
Right. Mm-hmm. With those windshield wipers, or don't forget the windshield wipers too, besides just the squirters, because a lot of old road salt and different things kick up from the roads that normally aren't on the roads during the summertime.
Yes, well, the windshield wipers, that's a good tip.
They are very important.
I can vouch for that. So we had talked a little bit about before the show, for my daughter when she turned 16, we actually put together a little roadside kit for her as a Christmas gift. So what are some good tips for parents who might have a teenager in the house, want to put together a road safety kit for their kids? What are some good items to throw into that?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, this is a great time for a gift for a new driver, one that's just gotten or getting their license soon enough. You know, an emergency kit is almost a must in your car these days, you know. But some of those items could include a set of jumper cables, you know, a tire inflator. Some of those are a combination tire inflator where they'll even include a set of road flares or something like that, of course. You know, the more presence you have, or the more presence you make known out on the interstate when there's cars zipping by and you happen to be stuck either with a flat tire or something, you know, a road flare makes a lot of sense, or anything right. That you can help to let those other drivers know you're there. But of course, you know, tire inflator, road flares, obviously jumper cables. Order some other things there, Pops.
I would also remember a blanket just in case the engine decides to stop running. A flat's one thing, you can keep the engine running, but if the engine quits, there goes your heat.
Yeah.
So, and it might be a little while till somebody can come rescue you, tow truck, depending on where you're at.
You know, 4 hours can go by quite slowly when you're freezing in your car, and it's just, every minute that ticks by, you know, it's just as cold outside and begins to be cold inside as well. So,
absolutely. 437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today from Affordable Automotive. Going up north in my car for Christmas, what type of tires do I need? First question on the text line.
Well, one with good tread would be a good start.
Yeah.
Make sure they're mud and snow rated. Most tires these days anymore are mud and snow rated, so meaning that the tread design is made for snow and mud and slush and things like that. So we used to always put on regular snow tires and things like that. And a lot of people that live up north where it is snowy all the time, I know my brother, he lives in Colorado, and he puts snow tires on his vehicle. So, but you're in and out of snow a lot. For us, where we see it once in 100 years, like last year or this January, then you can get away with just your regular mud and snows.
For people that maybe aren't too handy, how do they kind of measure if they have enough tread?
There are, if you look at your tires, all your tires now, they have what they call wear bars. So if you look within the tread where the gaps are between the tread, there's going to be a little bump in there. And once the tire gets to that point at a bump, they need to be replaced. You have now compromised the tread depth, and that's actually what channels the water and the snow and the mud out from underneath your tire. You got to remember there's only a couple of inches that keeps that car on the road. You know, when that bottom of that tire is on the road, that's the only thing that's, you know, touching the road. So,
okay.
So the old line where the rubber meets the road, that's the only thing. So you want to have good tires.
All right.
You know, and another quick way for those without a tire gauge or anything, the penny has been dropped from circulation.
You can still find one laying around.
But that old trick of, one of those quick ways to check your tires are worn out, insert a U.S. penny into the tread and just see, you know, facing Lincoln's head facing down. If you can see the top of his head, your tread is below that 2/32 of basically a worn out tire at that point. So, you know, another quick way of being able to check your tire, if you've got a penny loosely hanging around in your car, well, let's just see how bad these are. And of course, if they're borderline, you know, safety is always first. 60 miles an hour in slushy weather on, you know, semi-bald tires is not a good thing. So, you know, you have to remember yourself and other drivers out there on the road as well.
Right.
So keep those pennies in your little cup holder.
Keep them nearby.
All right, we do have another question for you. Do they work on imports, and if so, do they do diesel?
Yes, we do work on imports. We do a little bit of diesel work, not that much. Most of your newer diesels just take a lot more electronics and things like that to fix those vehicles anymore. It's not like the old days where they were just mechanical pumps and you could easily work on them. I mean, a diesel is a very simple engine, the way it runs. We've complicated it with electronics, but it's a very simple system.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, our shop, well, we are general repair, and we also service import and domestic, you know, Asian, of course, and European. We do dabble into the diesel work, of course. But, you know, general repair, and then you have specialized repair, just like you'd have a transmission service shop. You've got other shops out there that specialize just in diesel work. And, of course, as Pop said, the equipment needed for that. Also, most of your diesels are much bigger vehicles. They weigh, you know, a gross over 10,000 pounds on some of these vehicles. And so the shop needs to be set up for that. And while we can do, you know, a fair amount of work on them, usually once it gets to something that might be a little bit more internal or beyond our scope of work, then we have, you know, a couple of reputable diesel mechanics that we'll send our customers to in that regard. But of course, for quick maintenance items and stuff, we're always happy to take a look. And then, of course, give you our recommendation from there. But
alternators and air conditioning work and things like that, yeah, that's no problem. That really doesn't change much from a diesel to a gasoline car. So in that type of stuff, yes, we can work on that part. But like Kenny was saying, the internals, we kind of stay away from those of the engine.
Okay. You're listening to Ken and Kenny from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Another question for you. My check engine light came on a couple of weeks ago. Car runs fine. Haven't noticed anything, but I'm leaving next week for a long Christmas trip. Worried. Can I just check with diagnostics and determine if there's anything pressing to jump on?
Sure. You can always go to, you know, one of your local parts stores. A lot of them, they'll go in and they'll scan the vehicle for free, and most will anyway. And then once you get a code, then you can look that code up, and that'll tell you the severity of your problem. A lot of times you can have a light on, and it might just be because of a loose gas cap, but you don't know that until you pull that code out. And once you have the code, then you can figure out the severity of your problem.
Yeah, and let's not forget, of course, if you do have that engine light on and you are near maybe the Gulf Breeze Zoo, you can always check us out at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, Gulf Breeze, Florida. And if you do need to schedule that checkup before your road trip, of course, give us a shout at 850-932-0811. And yeah, then you can get that vehicle and that engine light checked out. And a couple things to that, you know, some can be minor, some can be major, some you can let go for a little bit, and others you might need to take and put that at the front of your important list as far as that goes. And it really just depends on what that engine computer has spit out and what that code that's now lit up on your dash is really telling you. And until you get a code scanner on that to know what that code is. And of course, the internet's a wonderful thing, but be careful too. You know, you can get the information, but of course, taking the action on a million different ideas is a different story, because that's where, well, a little bit of expertise comes into play in Affordable Automotive, and our techs will help get you fixed and back on the road if that's the case.
And what are your hours of operation?
Of course, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We are closed on the weekends, but you can always reach us there, and feel free to stop by if you've got any questions or just want to schedule an appointment or have an issue that you think you might need some work done on your car. We're always happy to answer any questions, and of course, you know, our number one goal is making sure your car is back on the road safely, too.
I did notice on your website that you have a place for people to schedule the appointment, which is very convenient. Can they also just pop in and drop off their car and talk to you guys directly?
Absolutely. Of course, you know, in the world of computers, we now have online scheduling and appointment booking through our website, affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Long name, amazing results. So you can't forget that one. Again, Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. And of course, you can go in there and schedule an appointment, take a look at some of the vehicles that we've recently worked at and testimonials from other customers, and just kind of gander at what we're all about and over the 30 years, what we've done to help our customers here on the Gulf Coast.
437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today, Ken and Kenny from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. They are the car care experts. So it's kind of the end of the year. People are starting to think about goals. You know, the common goal in the new year's, you always hear about is health goals. Mm-hmm. What kind of goals should people be setting for kind of a reset with their car?
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget about our car. You know, we also need to try to maintain and get into better habits when it comes to maintaining our car, and not forgetting about that. The oil change that needs to not, you know, go over 1,000 miles every couple months that it comes up. You know, again, like we were talking about, the vehicle gets neglected in our busy lives, and, you know, focusing on starting the new year with better car care habits, during the holiday rush is a great way to start off your new year. And while the health part of our personal life is important, and the finance and the goals that we want for travel, let's not forget about our vehicle too, and better things we can do on our part as the driver and owner of these vehicles to keep them lasting till that next Christmas time, and hopefully without any major episodes in between too.
So yeah, back to what Kenny was saying there. Also, getting the car looked at is always a good idea. I mean, changing the oil and things like that. But once the vehicle's in there, then we have a chance to look at other things, and we can see if there's any upcoming problems just that might look like they're going to arise, and make the customer aware of that. And you know, it's their decision at that point whether they want to do anything or not with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you know a little information, it's better than not knowing. So
handle things like spark plugs and filters on the front end so they don't lead to a bigger problem down the road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so many of these vehicles, as we know today, for those of us who have maybe hit one of those parking curbs and heard that plastic grinding underneath as you're backing up, oops, I got too close or I hit it. You know, all these cars have an undercover underneath them. So unless it's a major oil leak, a lot of times you're not going to see a minor leak starting until it becomes major. And until that underbelly splash guard, as so many of the European and the Asian vehicles have come to have on them, one of those things is you kind of need to look above that to see if the engine's moist. Do you see anything that hasn't, you know, and a lot of times we get that same thing from our customers. Hey, we did the oil change, but we wanted to let you know we did see a little bit of fluid leak from this part of the engine. Well, I hadn't noticed anything on my driveway. You wouldn't. It's not a major leak, and you've got an underbelly pan that's made out of cardboard, so it's kind of soaking it all up. The second you tip it up vertical, oh my gosh, it's flooding the floor, you know? So it's amazing sometimes, and that's okay. It's just a good mechanic is, well, what was that line, Father, you came up with or heard?
Yeah, a mechanic is not expensive. They're priceless.
Ah, that's a good point. Yes, sir. So finding a mechanic that knows where to look and just notifying you, look, we're not here to sell you everything underneath the sun, but you need to know what's going on with your car so that you can make good decisions going forward. You're not going to make that 1,500-mile trip to Wisconsin if you've got a slight oil leak. That wind running only gets worse and worse and worse. So, you know, everything can be, you know, looked at as I like to say, a green, yellow flag or a red flag. If it's a red flag, we should probably address it now. Here's a yellow flag of a small leak, but, you know, a couple oil changes from now, you're going to need to address this. And, you know, so those are just tidbits of information that the customer can put in their back pocket. No more information about their car, of course, helps those better habits and knowledge, you know, help keep up with the car and maintenance.
We do have another question for you. If I change my brake pads before they wear thin, does this help ensure that I don't need new rotors later?
Well, it's always a good idea to at least resurface the rotors. You've got new brake pads. Now you're going on these grooved rotors that have 60,000 miles or maybe more on brake linings. Those rotors get a lot of scoring in it. So, and then if you have the brake shake, when you apply to brake and you feel the steering wheel shaking and things like that, that's a warped rotor. Now, they can be machined out, but there is a minimum spec that you can only go to, and then you'll have to replace the rotors.
Okay. Yeah, and I mean, if you don't notice if you're having that shake, maybe while on the interstate or over your Thanksgiving holiday, you know, coming down from that off ramp, and all of a sudden you hit the brake,
yeah, from shake, 80 miles down.
80 miles, you notice that little bit of brake shake. So, yes, we call it pad slap. You know, you can pad slap the car, and it'd be fine. But again, the proper way is at least to have the surface, well, resurfaced. Now, a lot, I shouldn't say a lot. Back in the day, when my father started the business 30 years ago, 95, anyway, nevertheless, we turned rotors a lot more often. You know, today in this world, things, everything seems to be more throwaway. And while these rotors are still machinable, you know, there are only a handful of shops that still turn or machine rotors. And so even more so auto parts stores, fewer of them are doing it too. But there are a couple. And if you do want to do it on your own, no problem. Kudos to you. Make sure your sliders are all adjusted and lubed up properly when you pull that caliper off. And of course, if you have somebody local as far as an auto repair store that does resurface the rotors, I would check with them first and see how much they charge. It can't be too much as far as that goes. And to ensure your brake pads you're putting on are going to get maximum lifespan out of those too without prematurely wearing them, as Pop said, with the scoring and the grooving that happens on that first set of pads. So recommended, but you can always get away. It's personal preference on how bad that shake is.
Okay. A pad slap or just putting new brake pads on is better than letting it go. So
absolutely.
Yes, do it.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Traffic is always stop and go in Pensacola most days, and people are tapping those brakes constantly. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of eventually maybe sooner than you expect, kind of create that wear and tear.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And because of the stop and go, and when you're on the interstate, well, you're traveling 60, 70, 80 miles, and you might never hit the brakes. So there's no wear there.
When you do, you hit them kind of hard.
You hit them hard, and that's when you usually find that brake shake, yes, like Kenny was talking about. So,
but the biggest killer of brakes is, a lot of times, is heat, you know, and trying to dissipate some of that heat. So, you know, when stop and go traffic from one street block to the next, you're constantly on those brakes, and that you know, those brakes build up heat. And of course, when that happens, you know, that certainly wears them quicker.
Which then goes to other things. It's good to flush the brake fluid because the brake fluid gets moisture in it. Brake fluid has a habit to absorb moisture, and moisture tends to boil at 212 degrees. And that brake system, those pads can get anywhere 13, 14, 1500 degrees when you're applying your brakes pretty hard. So when you've got water in those calipers, it's going to start boiling. You'll notice a pedal fade.
Okay.
And so that's always a good idea, too, is flushing the brake fluid when you're doing brakes on it.
Okay. Another question for you on the text line. Is there a good brand of car batteries? Does it matter?
I've been using Interstate batteries for years, and I've had very, very good luck. We have a really low fail rate in the Interstate batteries, more so than other brands. So if you're asking me for, you know, recommendation on a battery, yeah, it would be the Interstates. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, they're not built as good as they used to be anymore. Johnson Control used to make them. Now they're outsourcing them to other countries and things like that. So, yeah, but it's still a good battery.
I would guess a related question would be, how long does your battery usually last? I hear 3 to 5 years. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate analogy on that. After 3 years, they start deteriorating, you know, and especially down here because the heat is what ruins a battery. It shows up in the cold.
Oh, sorry about that.
Cold weather, but heat is what ruins the battery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, there are now different types of batteries, as we're all aware. You have lithium batteries, and they have their own set of charging
gel
and gel cells and lead acid and things like that. So each of those batteries can last a different length. You know, your AMG and gel cell batteries, you know, they're more expensive. You know,
typically it'll last longer.
Yeah, you know, somewhere around that 7-year mark. But of course, you know, proper battery maintenance is important too, just like on a car. And if that vehicle's not in use for a couple months, making sure that battery has got a maintainer on it. So, you know, all of those things, just like our vehicles, help maintain the longevity of those batteries. So, you know, again, like Pops was saying, heat kills them, the cold dies them.
Well,
heat kills them and the cold, well, yeah.
It shows up in the cold.
It shows up in the cold. You usually find it when at that cold morning and it's a rum, rum, rum.
Click, 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 click.
So we are approaching a new year. What are some simple new year car care habits people can start doing?
I know I'm a broken record, but follow that oil change interval by mileage and pay attention to new noises and, you know, changes in driving feel. You know, turn that radio down every so often for just a couple miles, you know. See if there's anything new you hear.
But not while our show's on.
Yeah, well, not while our show's on. I mean, make sure you turn it up then. But after the show, then take the notes you put down and, you know, listen if there's any new noises that you hadn't heard before, that creaking while coming out of the driveway or that ticking noise or whatever it could be. You know, you drive your car the most. We work on it for about 5 minutes or longer than that, but you know, it's important we get all the information from you. So of course, we always appreciate you guys listening. Car Care from Affordable Automotive, and again, we're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We can be reached at 850-932-0811, and of course online at affordableautomotivegulfbreeze.com. Want to say happy holidays to everybody.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. Merry Christmas. Thank you to our guys.